Satnam, welcome everyone. December 20th, 2011. A pivotal day on planet Earth. We welcome all of our angels, teachers, guides, Yogi Bhajan, the beings known and unknown that are with us, that work with us, that support us and help us and guide us, and make the unknown known to us through the gift of opening our hearts and being able to share love with ourselves, loving ourselves and sharing that other, and initiating the planet and holding the guides and beings that are here with us. They're saying on this special solstice day, they're honoring us, and I'm actually seeing them putting wreaths, like beautiful green wreaths with holly and different berries, like around us, like you'd put a lei from Hawaii, and they're saying they're honoring us as those beings who are initiating the seeds of peace onto planet Earth during this time of transition, when we're transitioning as a planet, as a species, from a warrior, warring species into the beginning of the 1,000 years of peace that has been prophesied and foretold. But they're saying that it can't happen, it couldn't happen without beings like us who are actually bringing that frequency through ourselves, through our meditations, through who we are, onto the planet. They're saying that it has been a war, it has been a war, yes, to fight for peace. And it may sound paradoxical, but we know that peace is not passive. Peace is an active mission. And that's why we are called Shakti Activation. We are activating the Shakti, the mother energy of peace, of nurturing, of what the mother wants for her children onto the planet. And we're now releasing those forces of darkness that have basically taken over the beauty of nurturing, the beauty of the mother, and onto the planet. But now the mother is standing up with our help, and we're all walking together, hand in hand. And with each step and each smiley breath and each smiling meditation and each activation of the purple ray and the kundalini, they're saying that we're spiraling into and merging into that frequency. So as we reach up and interface with our spirits, guides, and Yogi Bhajan and Baba Siri Chand, they're holding our hands and spreading our wings so we can hold the planet. They can fly into that frequency. That sounds pretty good, huh? I don't know, that's just what they were telling me to say. So I like it. My heart feels more uplifted, and they're saying an uplifted heart, like the Sufi symbol, the heart with wings. That uplifted heart is what creates in our aura wings. They see actually wings, because the wings are the back of our heart chakras opening up and sending out luminous fibers of light. And then once we open up our hearts and the backs of our hearts, and they're saying that we're actually moving in kind of a wave-like motion with these luminous fibers of light, which is actually our heart chakra, which is an antenna which allows us to interact with these higher frequencies. So they're showing me right now that image, that picture of how we're actually interacting with them and receiving these higher frequencies, and then it streams into our energy fields. So they're saying, yes, the movements where we move kundalini waves and we open up our hearts, and the smile breath allows them to activate our heart chakra like wings, which is the back door, so to speak. The opening comes through and then out the front. And then as we get that activation, then as we open our hearts and smile and look onto the world with this love, and they're saying, as you look onto the world with eyes of love, you will bring forth the planet of peace that has been so longed for and so foretold and so ready to be here now. So as we get activated and look into the world with the eyes of peace, we anchor it in, just like quantum physics. The observer changes the experiment, changes what's being observed. So that's what they're showing me right now is happening. They're activating our heart chakra, our wings. As we spread our wings, open our heart, and then we send it onto the planet through how we look at the planet. And so we can add that to our smiley meditation, our smile breath. We can smile because now we know what we're doing. We're activating these frequencies onto the planet, these luminous fibers, and we're spreading them out. So they're even saying, I had an interesting experience right before I came on the call. I like to have a time before I get on these calls to connect with Gaia, Mother Earth, and see what she has to say to me, because this is about activating the mother. And so there's two trees in our front yard that I look at all the time, and we mostly have palm trees on our street here in San Diego, but we have two trees that actually changed colors to red leaves. They're little elm trees, and I just normally look at them, but I actually had this urge to lean against one, to put my back against the tree. And I just stood there with my back against the tree, and I actually looked up through the leaves at the blue sky. And it was such a magnificent experience that I hadn't felt that before. And what I experienced is that I was looking at the world through the eyes of the tree. And it was really opened up my heart, and it was my Gaia moment, my Gaia communion moment that I, as I said, that I like to have before I do these calls. And I was experiencing the world through different eyes, through observing the world through the eyes that I hadn't seen in that exact way before, because I felt the strength and the support of Gaia with this strong tree, which I hadn't felt before. And I looked up and I saw the red leaves and the blue sky framing these red leaves, and it was truly an uplifting, energizing experience for me that I felt in my physical body. And then I was walking around and I actually felt more strength coming through my physical body. So this to me means that we are getting strength, and more strength is coming up through Gaia onto the planet, so that we have the strength to hold this frequency of peace during this time of transition. And I hear this saying, yes, we're transitioning into peace, but 2012, that they want us to keep holding this frequency, and of course holding it forever, but they're saying it's a time to get stabilized in this frequency, and connecting with nature as I did, just being with this, having just a moment to be with this tree is a way to stabilize these frequencies. So if you feel, or people that are listening to this call later when it's recorded, because a lot of people listen to the recorded calls and the other ones just got uploaded, but if someone feels like unstable, that if they can do something like put their back against the tree and breathe with Gaia, they can feel that stability. So all the ups and downs, as we release the dark, as Arit was saying a minute ago, is these shadows, this darkness of war, these war clouds literally are being shaken off and thrown off. That if that's the way to stabilize our frequency of peace on the planet, our connection with Gaia. So there's a practical example. And then to walk and move and open our heart chakra, lifting up on our diaphragm. So, and I was practicing that today also, to move into more of a wave-like fashion. And when we get together for our retreat, of course, we'll practice that. Walking in a way that allows Gaia to flow through our bodies. It's just, it's kind of more sensual, but it's not so linear. And it really allows these frequencies to flow through us and really flow out, the luminous fibers to flow out onto the planet as it creates more of a network of light. Of course, that's what we've been working with. So I want to talk a little bit, because it's so interesting, about the astrology, the planets, our messengers of peace, our luminous beings that are with us. And as we move through these levels, the level of universal consciousness, the ninth wave of the Mayan calendar, which as we know, ended October 28th, 2011, universal consciousness, we can start to actually feel and experience the luminous energy of the planets connecting with us. So there's no longer that separation as just astrology as an idea, or now we notice how Mercury retrograde is affecting us because we can't get any messages clear, or the different ways that we felt that, now we can really experience more of a direct connection with the luminous beings called planets. So this evolutionary journey, this solstice, marks of the whole period of history on the Earth, the integration, the demarcation into the frequency of oneness. It's a tipping point at this time. It's the most significant tipping point that we've had in the history of the Earth. So we're tipping into this influence, this transformation of awareness, of human consciousness, how we actually perceive, how we perceive the world that we live in through the eyes of peace, through the eyes of the divine feminine, through the eyes of Gaia. How does the mother herself perceive us? With total love, with total compassion, with total understanding. So this period, this moment, can't be underestimated, and it's a historical or a her story moment. So we're moving into a her story moment. It's going to become her story, Gaia's story, our story. So it's a potent moment where we're opening up that portal of unity consciousness to be available to the whole planet. And we've seen since the end of the calendar on October 28th, as we watch the news, of course not too much news, but we get a little bit, the breakdown of the patriarchy, so to speak, or this male domination, or this separation from the mother energies. And we're seeing these different signals, like the abuse of people in power, like the football coach thing, where they're being, something that's been going on for maybe 20 years is now being seen. So it's like the abuse of the patriarchy is no longer able to be hidden, and also the American troops withdrawing from Iraq just happened. And just all this awareness that we do not want to be controlled by a planet that is economically sustained by war. And there's certain forces that be have used war to generate huge amounts of economic power and control and domination. So the whole financial system, as we've seen, of course, with the euro and all the scrambling to reorganize the financial systems, the basis is that the planet's no longer going to allow the financial system to be based on the war machine or the military-industrial complex, so to speak. This is not life-sustaining, obviously, as we know. So it's crumbling. It's starting to fall apart. And we have these elements. We have a grand trine that show us. We have Mars and Virgo trine Pluto and Capricorn trine Jupiter and Taurus, and that's a lot of planetary words. But what it means is the luminous beings are getting together in the sky to beam these energies. So Mars and Virgo, Mars has been called the god of war, but it's really how we move forward onto the Earth. And in Virgo is, how are you going to move forward on the Earth? Virgo being an Earth sign, but also the servant or the priest or priestess archetype. So Mars and Virgo says, it's now time to move forward, use our forward-moving energy wisely as we live upon the Earth as a priest or priestess. And that's trine, or harmonious aspect, or working with Pluto and Capricorn. Pluto, again, is our deepest subconscious, our deepest beliefs. And Capricorn, again, an Earth sign, moving forward. So in our depth, what's the depth of our feeling, and how does that connect with the Earth, with the Capricorn energy? And now the third Earth sign, trine Jupiter and Taurus. Again, Jupiter is what expands us, and Taurus is an Earth sign. I'm a Taurus. It's ruled by Venus, the lover. So how do we expand our love for the mother? So this is totally significant. This alignment of the planets, of our luminary beings, are saying, this is the frequencies that you're now being held in. You're now being directed through as you walk on planet Earth. It's a grand trine, and it's suggesting that we're moving into a state of equilibrium, of fairness, equality, so that everybody on the planet, the energy can move around the planet so everybody can live in harmony and get their needs met and get their financial needs met and get their energetic needs met. And it's how the current is flowing. So the planets set the frequency flow and the current flow and the currency flow. So we can see how that steps down through the dimensions. So now we're reorienting how the currents of energy flow on the planet. So the excessive greed that the certain 1%, the banks, have had such a tight grip on at the top, that's being reorganized right now. So we'll, you know, see more of that in the times to come. So we want to go into really those deep states within ourselves, those deep states to really connect. This is the time of winter solstice. It's that inner time. It's the time of going inside. It's the shortest night. I mean, the shortest day and the longest night. To really go into the reset mode, the deepest states of contemplation, to connect with our highest wisdom, and to really clear our minds from any past programming or beliefs or anything that would interfere with us creating hitting the reset button to move in alignment with these new frequencies. Because this is a time when energy is being reorganized, and so we're looking to see how this is going to show up, and we're looking to, with our meditations, with our smile meditation, with opening our hearts, with chanting the Adi Shakti, with just moving as we walk around in a wave-like motion, just holding that frequency as the planet gets reorganized, so the energy can calibrate through us to this nurturing Gaia, nine-dimensional being, mother frequency. So we can ask for guidance to see how we can best access these spiritual dimensions, and so that we can hold that access point, that portal for others, just on the energetic basis. So that's what we're looking at during this special winter solstice time of year. And we've got these planets, they're in deep resonance with each other. So we're looking for that experiencing to come into being in the depths of our being, in that harmonic dance, so that on the planet, people are now using Mars as a god of personal power rather than the god of war. And this is the pivotal transformation. And so just us holding that understanding right now in this moment is so powerful to anchor in that thought form, that frequency of Mars changing from a god of war into a god of personal power. So people can feel powerful and connected with their own higher guidance and how they can walk in that on the earth. That's what these astrological configurations are telling us. And it's just so liberating to feel that this male-dominated or disconnected control can now be released, can start to be unwound. And we've got just this huge, tremendous amount of energy that's now being released, so we can work more with the power in a way that supports life rather than destroys or wastes life, so to speak. So we've got these wonderful energies, and we've got these planets that are saying, hey, you know, we're working with the planet Venus, and the planet Venus is actually directing the script. So we talked about the Jupiter and Taurus, and Jupiter and Taurus actually form squares to Venus in Aquarius. And this is actually a directive. It's a configuration that can activate the planetary resonance. So we're talking about the whole planetary resonance is being redirected to resonate with Venus, with this Venusian, with this energy. So as our Shakti Activation Group has been working, this is a very exciting moment for us. We're getting the resonance that we want with the planet. We're getting the energy of the goddess Venus now, directing the show, writing a new script. So we're getting released from this great struggle, although we still have to intend and hold it. But we've got this Venus in Aquarius, and it's really the quest for the liberation of the feminine. That's what this planetary astrological frequency reset is. So it's really a wonderful time, and we can create really a beautiful portal opening for what is the divine feminine fully activated on the planet now. What is it when we're actually taking care of the environment? What is it when we're actually listening to presidential candidates that are true and not just a bunch of smoke and mirrors, smoke screens? And isn't it beautiful that we're seeing that things are being shown up before the candidates are elected about what they're really like? We're getting to know the information about what is life nurturing, what can be really deep and healing for us this winter, and what can we feel in our own hearts as we move into these ever-expanding Venusian frequencies, these beautiful, beautiful luminaries resonating through us at this end of the Mayan calendar, moving into universal consciousness. So we have such an exciting solstice coming up, and I think that's worth chanting to. So we'll go into the activation of the Ma and the Bountiful, Beautiful, Blissful, and we'll just open up that Ma portal frequency for all to be with us. And then at the end, I'm just being guided to chant more calls. There's more people leaving the planet, and they're saying that it's a powerful time to let their souls be free and send them into the light. So here we go. Thank you. inhale, may those who have left their physical bodies go to the light, be embraced, joy and freedom and liberation. Wahegiru. Wahegiru, everybody. Would anybody like to share anything? Or maybe we'll just do a couple little Wahegurus. People want to get on those, and then we'll be back January 10th. Anybody like to say anything before we complete?
Good, Karen?
Yes.
One of the things I wanted to say when I was doing meditations, I was told that I was in the middle of a transformation, and it was likened as if from a caterpillar into a butterfly.
Oh. Nice. Thank you. I feel that. Thank you for sharing that, Sis Priest. Nice.
This is Sharon. I just wanted to say that this was a great way to end this year, and I shall speak with everybody next year. It's almost here.
Thank you, Sharon. Isn't that astrology exciting about the...
Yeah.
Venus. Isn't that wild?
Glad that you shared that with us. Yes.
What we've been waiting for, right? We've been working and working and working.
Thank you.
It is really exciting. Thank you. Yes, well, I just wanted to say I appreciate and value everybody, and you'll all be in my heart during this happy holiday season, and when I'm walking and smiling and chanting Adisakti and chanting Maz, and I'm totally excited that we're seeding the frequency for getting together, and that thank you, Arif, for finding us a place to meet. We've been trying to figure out where to go. So that's beautiful.
I love you.
Oh, thank you. I receive your love, and I love everybody too.
We love you right back.
Yay, it's so wonderful. I'm so happy we can all be together on this beautiful, blissful journey.
Yes.
So have an expanded, bountiful, beautiful, blissful holiday season, and we'll either talk to you all on Thursdays or in January.
Okay?
Yes.
Great.
Thank you.
Great. You're welcome. Happy holidays. Thank you, everybody. Satnam.
Thank you.
Bye. Satnam. Bye.